Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So Facebook and Apple have announced they will pay for female employees to freeze their eggs, an offer you can or can't refuse.
I think it's dangerous. I think that, you know, what should be happening is that there should be policies at workplaces that make it easier for women to have children when they want to. And if that's younger, that they could have more paid leave, more flexible work hours where they can work during school hours and then go home, be with the kid, and then start working again after the kid goes to bed. That's the kind of change I would like to see.
Hillary Frank, the host and producer of WNYC's The Longest, Shortest Time. We'd love to know what you think about this. We'll talk about it in a moment. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. So if your company matches your pay in a pension plan, what company does that anymore? Are they trying to tell you to plan ahead and think about retirement? If they offer a dental plan at a really cheap rate, are they telling you to get serious about your teeth? If they lower your healthcare premium if you quit smoking or just don't hire people who smoke, are they making a judgment about behaviors they prefer on the job? Here's a good one. If a company tells women employees that it will pay for freezing their eggs, does that say that women need to think about postponing having kids? Well, last winter, Facebook began covering up to $20,000 for female staff to freeze their eggs. Now, Apple will do the same thing starting in January. On Facebook, Peggy thinks this is a not-so-hidden message. Why not just make it possible to start a family during usual childbearing years? Why have a workplace that's so inhospitable to work-life balance that the only solution is to postpone life? 877-8-MY-TAKE is our number. We'd love to know what you think about this plan from Facebook and Apple and some other companies. Joining us is Naomi Kahn. She's the author of Marriage Markets, How Inequality is Remaking the American Family. She's a professor at the George Washington University School of Law. Naomi, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Do you think there's an impossible-to-ignore message in an employee benefit like this?
I think there are so many impossible-to-ignore messages that it's hard to figure out where to start. You identified many of them in your introduction. For example, questions about what message does this send about the kind of workplaces that we are constructing for workers, but also what message does it send to women about the ability to overcome our biological clocks?
You would, though, allow for the possibility that women would like to choose one way or another. You would just be much more comfortable if a company that offered $20,000 for egg freezing would also offer $20,000 or something for childcare. And I guess we don't know if Facebook and Apple don't already do that.
I think we're assuming, given the reputations of Facebook and Apple, we're assuming that they would also offer a series of other family-friendly policies. But those family-friendly policies would need to include paid childcare, paid parental leave, as well as flex time for actually once you have the baby. But there's a whole set of other issues. Will those policies actually help women succeed once they have babies, or are we just deferring the inevitable motherhood penalty that hits women once they have babies? I mean, women and men who are childless tend to have fairly close levels of pay, but that changes once women have children. So are we simply saying, okay, well, you as a woman can work as hard as a man during your 20s and probably even during your 30s, but by the time you have children, we're just deferring that motherhood penalty until then?
I guess the broad question here is, do employers and does American workplaces in general only really care about family issues when it directly has an impact on productivity? And so it's all about you can have your family whenever you want, but here are a couple of benefits that may directly have an impact on us. But besides that, the company really doesn't want to get involved in a family or empowering people to have families or helping people who do have families.
what Apple and Facebook, and I should, it's actually sort of interesting that Apple and Facebook are out front on this. There have been rumors for years that other companies, including law firms, big banking companies, et cetera, are doing this, but I think they've been reluctant to come forward and to admit that this is a workplace benefit because they are quite worried that there will be assumptions about, well, gee, all they really care about is getting the most out of their employees. And so there's been a reluctance to admit that this is actually a workplace benefit. Now, a lot of the companies will claim that they are family-friendly, and there is certainly a change in the rhetoric of many companies when it comes to trying to foster work-family-life balance of both women and men.
You know, would you say that any of this has any relevance whatsoever to people stuck in the lower-income service workplace where benefits are something devoutly to be wished and you know, maybe don't even exist? What precedence does this set for people in the lower-scale service and manufacturing sector?
My understanding of this new workplace policy is it is available throughout the workforce, regardless of what level or what other employee benefits are available to the woman. And so in one sense, this democratizes the workforce. On the other hand, what we know is that the age of marriage and the age of childbearing is going up for the college-educated, but for women who are not, who haven't completed college or who haven't completed high school, the age of childbearing is much lower and hasn't changed much. So it's not going up. It's unclear how much of a benefit this is to women who, by the time they turn 23 or 24, have already had one or two children. Will they be interested in having more? Perhaps not. This seems to be a great benefit for women who, by the time they're at the age of 25, have just finished college and graduate school, are just starting their careers, and so haven't even really begun to think about when to have children, when to settle down with a partner. So it's certainly a benefit to them. But if you've already had a child by the age of 25, then this will probably be much less significant of a benefit.
Well, and again, it's a narrow sector here, and this is a huge question. I'll just give you a minute to kind of sketch out what you think. What would be a family-friendly policy in the United States that is sensitive to all these various kinds of families and schedules for having children?
The opportunity to freeze eggs really can be empowering. So that could certainly be one component of a family-friendly workplace. But a family-friendly workplace doesn't just include the child care benefits and flexible time. It also includes paying a living wage to both men and to women. And then once men and women do have children, making sure to support the families that they have. It's also one of the things about that egg freezing does is it focuses on women's biological clock and on women's ability to have it all. We can't forget about men who want to be fathers, about men who need parental leave and who need support in the workplace to be able to take parental leave.
Great point. And Naomi Kahn is professor at the George Washington University School of Law, author of Marriage Markets, How Inequality is Remaking the American Family. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And we shouldn't forget that the living wage that was paid during the manufacturing rise in the early part of the 20th century supported a single income household and really was the engine that drove the housing industry in America. Peggy on Facebook is not happy about this egg freezing policy. She writes, "Why not just make it possible to start a family during usual childbearing years Why have a workplace that's so inhospitable to work-life balance that the only solution is to postpone life? That's certainly an issue that we've talked about a bit here. From Ambler, Pennsylvania, can we afford daycare? Can we commit to constantly trying to improve communication? That's the biggest factor in success and continued sanity. We'd love to hear what would continue your sanity. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.